Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, Soul Testing in Major League Baseball by Larry Hodges. Me and the rest of the Yankees sauntered into the room for the pregame soul test, brought to you by STAB, the Soul Testing Administration for Baseball. This time, they're showing us the Pixar movie Up. Satan has us all prepped, so we knew the first 10 minutes leave people with souls crying their eyes out. But I don't get it. The boy and girl grew up together, they get married, they have a long, fun life together, and then she dies. They were happy almost the whole time. I can tell by the smiles. And yet, it leaves normal folk crying? Why? But we all cry on cue as we'd practiced, and the administrators with their clipboards take their notes. We all pass the soul test and were allowed to continue as big-shot major leaguers. Little Baby Jones, our shortstop, he hasn't sold his soul. That's why he's batting 220. Sometimes during test movies, we peek at him to see when he cries, and that's another cue for us. There's nothing wrong with selling your soul for baseball. You think the Red Sox, our archenemies tonight, haven't sold theirs? And yet, for some stupid reason, Major League Baseball has made it illegal. In the top of the ninth, we lead 10-8. Our closer, Speedy Weeks, faces Wacken Walters, the Red Sox first baseman, who leads the league in home runs. One ahead of me, that bastard. I have a bonus in my contract if I lead the league in homers, so I offer Speedy 10% if he takes him out. Speedy beans him with a 120-mile-hour fastball. They take Wacken Walters out of the game with a real bad concussion, saying it might end his career. We all congratulate Speedy. Good for him. The next batter homers to tie the game, but I hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth tying Wacken Walters, and we win 11-10. This week's pregame soul test is Caddyshack. It's a surprise. They were supposed to show us Schindler's List, and Satan had us all prepped for that, always reminding us that when people are treated badly, we're supposed to cry. I have that written on the back of my hand. It's hard to remember on the fly. "Where's Baby Jones?" I whisper as the movie starts. "He's sick with pneumonia," says the manager. "Good for him," I say. But now we have a problem. Satan hasn't prepped us for this movie, and we won't have Baby Jones to cue us. We'll just have to do our best. What does treated badly mean, anyway? It's kind of fuzzy in my mind. There's a scene in Caddyshack where Bill Murray, who plays the groundskeeper, pretends to be a golf star and destroys flowers with his golf club. That's it. That's the sad part. Poor flowers getting treated badly, right? So just like I'd practiced, I imagined how I'd feel if Wacken Walters, he died in the hospital last night, by the way, hit more home runs than me and I didn't get that big bonus in my contract, and the tears flow. The rest of the team takes my cue. The administrators mark it all down on their clipboards. After the movie, they pull us aside. We flunked the test. They'd tricked us, showing us a comedy instead of a tearjerker. How are we supposed to know? Fortunately, the Players Association had negotiated a deal where those who flunk a soul test got a second chance. This time, they said they were going to show us The Fault in Our Stars, and Satan, of course, prepped us. I wrote on the back of my hand, "Cancer bad." But they tricked us again. Instead, they showed us The Champ about a boxer and his son. Worse, we learned that Baby Jones had died of pneumonia and won't be there to cue us. Of all the bad luck. But we've seen hundreds of these movies, and I'd passed every test until they tricked me with Caddyshack. I watched The Champ carefully. But just don't get it. The guy likes to box and he gets to box, so where's the sad part? Then, right near the end, the boxer dies and his son cries over him, but doesn't the silly kid realize his dad is dead and can't hear him? That's so funny. Stab, they'd tricked us again with a comedy. I'm about to laugh my head off. But wait. In the last movie, I was convinced Bill Murray destroying all those flowers was a sad scene, and I later learned it was considered the funniest part of the movie. If I could get that wrong, maybe I have this wrong. So I examine the scene again using critical thinking. The boxer dies. The son cries over him, not realizing his dad can't hear him. Where's the sad part? And then it hits me. The boxer loves boxing just as I love getting paid hordes of money for being a great baseball player. Imagine how sad I'd be if my stats went down and I got paid less. That's it. The boxer died and so would never box again. That's the sad thing. So I thought about losing that bonus and the tears flow and I begin to sob and the rest of the team picks up on this and we have a real cry fest. We pass, but Satan says we'd been real close to a lifetime ban. He reminds us that when people die, that's sad, but it's so hard memorizing all these things. In return for our souls, Satan had promised to make us the best baseball players, and he's a man of his word. You can't be the best baseball players if you get banned. We try to find a ball player with a soul who can take Baby Jones' place and cue us, but there just aren't any who are any good at baseball. So Satan puts together this off-season training program where we watch movie after movie, where Satan's put in subtitles of when to cry and when to laugh. Each of us sees different movies so we can cover as many as possible. There are 25 of us, and Satan has each of us watch 4 movies every day. So that's about 15,000 movies in the 5 months of the off-season. All we need is for one of us to see the movie with Satan's subtitles, and then he can cue the rest of us in on when to cry or laugh. Stab, of course, keeps bringing in more and more obscure movies, hoping to catch us off guard in this escalating battle. They even bring in Children of Eve, this black-and-white silent film from 1915. But luckily, I'd seen Satan's subtitled version and knew just when to cry. Surprise, it's when the kids die in the fire. Go figure. The others take my cue. Fortunately, Satan's got an inside man at Stab who sold his soul, so we get advance notice on most movies. But the Stab now hassles us with random house raids and confiscates the subtitled movies. So it's getting tougher and tougher to stay ahead. I mean, geez, in one Marvel movie, Iron Man spends the whole movie trying to stop Thanos, and in the end he succeeds and we all want to cheer as he dies, but no, that's the sad part, we're told. It makes no sense. Me and a bunch of other athletes may have cheated by selling our souls, but people who keep their souls ain't got no brains. As long as they pay good money to watch us, what do we care? This has been Soul Testing in Major League Baseball, written by Larry Hodges, and originally published in Daily Science Fiction. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast, which is supported by patrons on Patreon. By becoming a supporter, you'll also unlock early access to new episodes, exclusive perks, and even a subscription to Manawaker Books. Ready to join the community? Head over to patreon.com/manawaker or click the link in the show notes to learn more and support the show.